Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Psalms. Better have your fingers nice and limber today. I'm going to be going from scripture to scripture to scripture. I got a ton of them. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 13. Today's the 13th.
Yes.
13, 13, 13. Praise be.
Hey.
10, 13. Hallelujah. 13, verses 5 and 6. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And I just want to add one to that. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a God of abundance, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that you are great, Lord, and there is no other God besides you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that we can come to you, Lord, and find an abundance of mercy and of grace, Lord. We thank you that even though we were lost in sin, Lord, your grace abounded more than any of our sin and lifted us up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, speak to us this morning. Father, encourage us, edify us, Lord, and prayerfully we'll glorify you, Lord, and give you more than just lip service, Lord, but from our hearts, worship you and praise you and truly have hearts of gratitude for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in each of our lives. And all God's people said, amen. In Jesus' name, praise God. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I like that word abound. Find it a lot in Scripture. And it means super abundant. It means exceedingly, whatever it is. It means beyond measure. Our God is a God of superlatives. He's not only good, he's not only better, but he is best. Praise be to God. He is the best. How great is our God? Let me read a few scriptures. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That life more abundantly consists of several ingredients. I'm going to give a few here. This is a recipe for victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We can have all the grace that we need. All the grace that we desire. Praise be to God. Exceedingly beyond measure, his grace and his gift of righteousness. Remember, justice is giving us what we deserve, but grace is giving us what we don't deserve. And mercy is not giving us what we do deserve. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 1:5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. An abundance of consolation. For we serve the Father of mercies and the God of all grace. Hallelujah. You ever partaken of that consolation? No one can console like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, said Paul. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding faith. So we see that the abundant life consists of not an abundance of possessions, but grace, good works, consolation when needed, love, and faith, and power. Praise be to God. Ephesians 1:19. That we might know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. And then it talks about the resurrection which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Praise be to God. And the still more good news is that that power is alive in us. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto Him, and He dwells within us. Hallelujah. By His Spirit. How great is our God! More ingredients. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that she might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then we have Philippians 4:7. Walt shared this morning. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though ye now see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Love, peace, and joy. He is able to bestow love that defies human knowledge, peace that exceeds our understanding, and joy that can't possibly be described or captured in human language. As a Scottish pastor once said, it's better felt than telt. And that's the absolute truth. It's better to feel it, to experience it, than it is to try to tell somebody about the love, the peace, and the joy that is found in God through Jesus Christ. You know, there, I've said it many times, but there is power in peace. When you have perfect peace with the Lord, there is nothing that you can't face. I've had that time and time again where God has given me a perfect peace. When I've been somewhat anxious about something I had to do in the ministry, God has just let that peace come upon me that passes all understanding and empowered me to do what I had to do. It brings a perfect clarity. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. I'm sure you have. If you've been in the Lord for any length of time, there's a clarity and a power in that perfect peace that passes all understanding. Praise be to God. How great is our God? Psalm 103. Verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Do you fear Him? Do you reverence Him? Then His hesed, which is the Hebrew for mercy, His loving kindness is beyond measurement, and it endures forever. Praise be to God. You know, there are only two things in life that a Christian should fear. One is God, because He is able to determine the destiny of our eternal souls. And the other is sin. We should fear sin. Amen? Because it has a power to destroy. It has a power to drag us down. It has a power to turn us away from the things of God and to separate us from our God. God said in the Old Testament that your sin hath separated you and me. My hand is not too short to deliver. I can deliver you, but you can't live in sin or else I will be separate from you. Two things to fear, God and sin. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And in that mercy, continuing verse 12 of Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. You know, I'm glad he went east to west. Because if he went north to south, you go north and eventually you're going to hit heaven and there you stop. You go south, you're eventually going to hit hell and there you stop. But if you go east and west, it goes on for infinity, from vanishing point to vanishing point. That's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. Praise be to God. And again in the same psalm, verses 17 and 18. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. I'm looking forward to a grandchild now. I have five through Lucille, but I'm looking for one through Dakota now. And that righteousness to go right on through the generations to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to what?
Do them.
Praise be to God. You know, I've always preferred that word hased. I know Jack loved mercy, but the other meaning is loving kindness. And I've always preferred that because it has two elements instead of one. It has love and it has kindness. Praise God. And that seems to cover more ground. But what is our part of the covenant? To trust the Lord and do whatever he tells us to do. It's that simple. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Praise God. Here's another familiar one. Lamentations 2, 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Praise be to God. You know, we always say his mercies are new, but compassions is pretty good too, because it means tender love. His tender love is new every morning. It's new this morning. Do you need a dose of God's tender love? That it's here to be received by faith. Hallelujah. If you need it, it's yours. Hallelujah. New every morning. And he is faithful even when we're not. It says in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Praise be to God. How great is our God? Hebrews 7:25. We heard this one this morning too. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Did you come to God through Jesus Christ? There's no other way, is there? There is no other way. Having begun in the Spirit, can we be made perfect by the flesh? No. We have to stay in the Spirit. But if by the Spirit, then he can and will save us to the uttermost. And whenever I see that word save, I always think of one of my favorite words in the Greek, sozo. That's what it means. The Greek word sozo means save. And it means not only to save us from the penalty, the power, and ultimately the presence of sin, but it means to deliver, to heal,
praise God,
to preserve, to rescue, to protect, and to make whole. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus saves.
Amen.
He has sozoed me. Hallelujah. It's almost a redundancy because Jesus means salvation. Salvation saves. Yes, it does.
Amen.
To the uttermost. And that word uttermost means completely. Hallelujah. I've been sozoed completely.
Hallelujah.
From the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Praise God. But there's more, much more to see. And I'm not talking about in a people's house. Does anybody relate to that one? I used to read that to my kids when they were little all the time. There's much to see in a people's house. And they'd go through all these objects in the house, like 60 of them. So the kids could learn, you know, here's the iron, here's the stove, da-da-da. But in our Father's house, that house which is made without hands, there is much more to see. Amen. Ephesians 1:8. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. This speaks of knowing how to rightly deal and have right relationships with God and with other people. That's what prudence means. And if we feel lacking in this kind of wisdom, what do? We ask for wisdom. Amen? We ask in faith, nothing wavering. Hallelujah. And our Father, who gives all gifts from above, will give us that wisdom and that prudence that we need. Sometimes it's hard to get along with other people. Even Christians sometimes, it's hard to get along. So we need wisdom. We need when to talk and when to shut up. We need to know what to say and what not to say. We can't be like a bull in a china shop when it comes to dispensing that mercy and grace and love of God to other people. How great is our God? Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. How can that be? How can I be more than a conqueror? If I defeat somebody, they're defeated. More than a conqueror, I believe, is talking about before we even go into the battle, we have the victory. Amen? Yes. Praise God. We know we have the victory. Through our God we shall do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies. Praise be to God. Gideon was not a particularly powerful, strong, or courageous person. But God came to him, the angel of the Lord came to him and said, "Behold, thou man of valor." He saw in him something that Gideon didn't see in himself. And if we have the Lord in ourselves, we are men and women of valor. Praise be to God. We are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God sees us in a way that we don't always see ourselves, and we have to remind ourselves sometimes. He sees us as accepted in the Beloved. He sees us as complete in Christ Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. And every name that is named, in heaven and earth and under the earth, and He's the head over the body, the church, which is His body. The fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. John 7:37-38. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly, his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Not rivulets of water, not drip, drip, droplets of water, but rivers of living water. Speaking of the Holy Ghost, amen? Have you ever had that experience? Where the Holy Ghost is just churning through you and outwards and upon you, and you're just immersed in the presence of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it. The Holy Ghost bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, lightening our path, gifting us for every good work. Rivers to swim in. Amen? As it says in Ezekiel, first to the ankle, then to the knee, then to the loin. Finally, rivers to swim in. That's what we're going to have every day when we get to heaven. That river of life flowing constantly. Praise be to God. And we serve a God who makes all things not just pretty, not somewhat attractive, but beautiful in His time. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So that we can say with the psalmist in 36, This is a beautiful passage of Scripture. Psalm 36, beginning with verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. In other words, it's off the charts. And thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Every time we look up and see a cloud, we should think of God's faithfulness. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Aren't these beautiful images? Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. This is the good kind of fatness. Amen. It's the kind that we don't fight against all of our lives. Hallelujah. An abundantly satisfied drinking of the river of thy pleasures. Hallelujah. You know, alone with the Lord, you can have some of the best times you've ever had in your life. Just as Walter was talking from Psalm 27 this morning, David said, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And sometimes just waiting upon Him, not asking for anything, not seeking anything but Him, He will shower you with just such wonderful pleasures and blessings. All the richness of His house He will pour out upon those who seek Him. Praise be to God. Praise His name. Oh, hallelujah. In thy light shall we see light. You know what I think of there? I think of when God brought Moses and the Israelites, the Hebrews, to the edge of the Dead Sea. And His presence was in that pillar of cloud that came down. And it came between the Egyptians on one side and the Hebrews on the other. And there's the Red Sea in front of them. They were all excited. We're going to die here. I love the way they talk, like a typical Jewish person, you know. There's not enough graves in Egypt. You had to bring us out here to kill us. Praise be to God. And that pillar of cloud is between them. And what did the Egyptians see on their side?
Darkness.
Darkness. And what did the Hebrews see on their side?
Light.
That's right. There are some things
Hallelujah.
That only believers can appreciate
right.
because they're spiritually discerned. Amen?
Praise God.
So what to the world looks darkness, or it sounds like thunder or whatever, we see the deeper meaning in. We see the light of it. Praise be to God. We need to stick as close to the Lord as Elijah did to Elisha before he was taken up. I'm going to Jericho. Stay here. No, I'm coming with you. Wherever you go, I'm coming with you. That's the way we need to stick to the Lord, closer than the brother that He is to us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Exodus 34. Verse 6, as God proclaimed of Himself in presenting Himself to Moses, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundance in goodness and truth. You know, He proclaims the same things to us. We don't have to see Him. We don't have to be hid in the cleft of a rock and actually see His non-consuming attributes pass by us. We can see them in His Word. We can see them by His Spirit. We can see them in the providences that He imparts to us. Those little things as well as the larger things. We can see them in His forgiveness and His repeated cleansings whenever we need one. Cleansed by the precious blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. As we bring our burdens to Him, and He lifts them off our shoulders. Is anything too hard for our God? Is anything impossible? All things are possible, only believe. Amen? How great is our God! This new life in Jesus, here and now is only the beginning. Praise God. With our betrothal to Christ, it's not death till death do us part, but at death does it really start.
Right.
Amen? To exceedingly abound even more. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, God, who is rich in mercy, it says, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here it comes, the rest of the scripture. Whenever I say that, think that, I think of Andy Gambino. Some of you knew him. He always used to imitate T.D. Jakes, and he'd say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Here it comes. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Here it comes, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In other words, we haven't seen anything yet. We've only dipped our toe in the river of living waters. You know, Moses wanted desperately to enter the promised land, but all God would allow him to do was view it from atop Mount Pisgah. But don't you think that he received abundantly more precious view atop the Mount of Transfiguration? There is nothing to compare with what we are headed towards. Our inheritance. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. And he says, all that I have is yours. It's going to be ours. Praise be to God. But all we want, the longer we go with the Lord, is him. Jesus, you're my all in all. There's nothing that he could give me. If I have Jesus, what else do I need? What else could I desire? Can we say with Paul, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. But he's also able to keep all that he's bestowed on us as children of God in the here and the now. And we don't have to be some kind of super saint in order to enjoy his blessings, power, and glory in that here and now. Praise God. Look at what it says of Enoch in Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. So now he's 365 years old, young for that era. And God translated him. It says in Hebrews 11 that he had this testimony before he was translated that he pleased God. But here's my point. It says that he lived 300 years and begat sons and daughters. That means he raised a family. That means he had the same cares and concerns as we have. He lived a genuine, ordinary life. Only he stuck close to the Lord his God. And we can too. And in sticking close to the Lord, we can please God and we don't have to be a super saint. We don't have to be going all over the world like Paul did, preaching in every synagogue all over Asia and Europe and everywhere else. We can be pleasing to the Lord right where we are, raising our families, doing our jobs, doing what we have to do day by day as ordinary disciples. Look at the two disciples in Luke 24, where they're walking on the road to Emmaus. Cleopas is named, the other isn't. I believe it was probably Mary. Cleopas' wife, if you look at John 19:25, she was one who was at the cross and beheld the crucifixion, they probably were husband and wife. They were going home. They were going to invite Jesus into their home. But it was about a 7-mile walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and Jesus, unrecognized, draws near to them. And after they explained to him why they were so cast down, it says he expounded the scriptures to them, beginning at Moses, probably Genesis, and right on through. You know how long it takes to walk 7 miles? That's a long time. That's at least an hour and a half, if you're going at a fairly decent clip. And my point is that they spent more time with Jesus, these two ordinary disciples, on his very day of resurrection than he did with the apostles. We can be ordinary and still be extraordinary. Amen? We are extraordinary because we have God living in us. Look at their testimony, verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? It makes no difference how ordinary we are. We can all experience Christian heartburn. Amen? As God, the Holy Spirit, opens up the scriptures to us. Praise be to God by sharing in the abundance that God provides in so many dimensions of the faith. Praise God. We were all wasting our substance in the pig pens that we called sin. That was our lives until he came into our lives and began to prepare us for a palace. Amen? Praise God. And he uses us, ordinary believers, to multiply all of the things that I've listed from the scriptures. And so much more. He gave to the disciples the fish and the loaves to distribute, and it multiplied to other people. The widow's son went out and gathered up all those empty vessels. And it was the widow, the woman herself, who poured out of that little container of oil that she had into the bigger ones, and it just kept filling them and filling them. But she was the one doing the pouring. She was just an ordinary woman trying to survive in a very rough environment. The apostles were all ordinary men. Most of them were fishermen. Matthew Levi worked for the IRS. He was a tax collector. Jesus multiplies and he adds, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? All things pertaining unto life and godliness. All things that we need to carry out his work until he takes us home. We can't limit the Holy One of Israel like his old covenant chosen did. And why did they? Because they remembered not his delivering power when he led them with a mighty hand out of Egyptian bondage and supplied all their needs according to his riches and glory in the wilderness. We have stories of deliverances ourselves, don't we? I know I do. And they're just as important as the stories of deliverance that we read in the Bible, because God loves each one of us with an everlasting love. And he's concerned. He's concerned about our deliverances and our needs for healings and showing forth his providence in our everyday lives and his blessings, lest we falter when the next obstacle comes up. We have to remember all that God has done for us. Just about done here. Psalm 13, 5 and 6, once again. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Has he dealt bountifully with you? He has with me. As if our salvation wasn't enough, all the blessings that he bestows on top of that. As we give, it's given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We can't outgive Him. He wants so much to give to us. Have we proved Him? As it says in Malachi 3:10. And I'm not talking about bringing tithes. I'm talking about bringing ourselves and offering ourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Have we proved Him and seen Him pour out a blessing too large to receive as He opens up the windows of heaven for us? You know, we can know the Scriptures, but it's something totally different to experience them. Have we experienced the opening of the windows of heaven? Praise be to God. We couldn't create ourselves, we couldn't redeem ourselves, and we can't live the abundant life ourselves. It comes from the grace of God. It comes through asking Him and by faith receiving that abundance that He has for each one of us. And ultimately, Jesus is our abundance and will give us as much of Himself as we desire. How much of Jesus do we want? Amen? Praise be to God. Father, we thank You and praise You, Lord. We thank You that You give abundantly out of Your storehouses, Lord. Father, there is no end to Your giving, Lord, to Your supply, Lord, for all that we have need of as we walk through our own wilderness here, Lord, headed for the promised land of heaven. Father, help us to just open our mouths and receive all that You have, Lord. Take my cup, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of our souls, Lord. Pour out the bread of life till we want no more, Lord. And I can't envision not wanting more. Oh, hallelujah. Father, help us to trust in You in all things, to trust and obey, and know that You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Altar will be open for prayer. Close with a song. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. Praise His Holy Name.
Holy Father,
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the word brought forth today. How great is our God? Oh, all those adjectives that were brought forth this morning, I can't remember them all, but I can read them. And it's exceedingly, abundantly, abounding faith, power, love of Christ, love, peace, joy, mercy, trust in the Lord, compassion, sozo. That love that saves you from our Lord, saves you for our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Prudence, wisdom, conquerors. We're conquerors. We're mighty through the Lord. Rivers of living water do we take in. Oh, satisfied rivers of pleasures, long-suffering. Oh, here in the now is only the beginning for us because we love our Lord Jesus. We thank our Lord God for His Son and His Holy Spirit and the power that He gives us to have faith and trust and just love Him so much because the here and the now is just the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace.